Okay, so we're in Yerim and Aleph, back to Makos.
Yerim and Aleph?
Yep. Yerim and Aleph. Gufa. Because we're talking about the different properties of Orin Mikla. Okay, last skinny line. Gufa. Orim Halalu. So these cities. Ein osin osan lo tirim kitanim velo krochim gedolim. Eloi aros banimus. So the Rashi says, you don't make them into like these small little villages because there's not going to be food there. Small village, you're not going to have food, and these guys can't leave the village. They're not going to be able to get food. So how are they going to live? Right? Any other town, you have a small village, you go on Mondays, Thursdays, whatever, into the big city, and you get your food. But here, it's a small village. These guys can't leave there. They're subject to being killed by the Goldam. So you can't make them small. And nor do you make them really big. Tamit. People are always gathering there. So then the Goldam's going to go into there, because you're not going to be able to stop a Goldam from going into New York City or whatever. I mean, he's going to be there. And he'll end up ambushing him and killing him. So if the city's too big, it's you're not going to be able to monitor and make sure that you don't have the Goldam's getting in. So rather, you make them middle-sized. Medium-sized. So it's like big enough that there's enough of a population that's going to be food and whatever for them to get, but yet small enough that it'll be able to be monitored and to make sure that you don't have these Goldam sneaking up, sneaking in there. Okay? Interesting, right? Okay. And it's going to continue with certain properties like that. It has to be near a water source. Okay? And if there's no water there, then you have to make sure you supply water. Right, Rashi. Says, so you have to make like some sort of ditches and water supply, irrigation, to get them water. Right? Because otherwise they're not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to have water. The Imashim Rasan Lamakum Shvakim. It's been near a place that has shuks,
markets.
Stores, markets, rashis, shim, sumazonos, like, so they have to be able to buy food. Has to be near a place that's populated, well populated place. In a region that's well populated. Why Rashi? Shukvarim, Yishuv Smuchamlan, that there are other villages and civilization near them. Why? Shilo Yavou Gole Dam, Merubi Malayir, Bechaya. Okay?
Oh.
So you don't have a revolt. In other words, let's say you have a town that has 50, 100, Shkagas there. So what's going to happen is you may have all the relatives of all these 100 guys who they killed, and they're going to come and wage war against the city and take it over. Or you have an army made of Goldams, relatives of the deceased, of the victims. They can take over the town. So by having it in the city near other cities, so there's a population around them that will come and protect them. So you have to take these things into account. Here it is, after all, you're making a city full of people who will have enemies. They're like a shared common cause. It'll be like a class action war. Everyone will come together and fight a war against the city. So you have to take that into account also. So apparently it's not so simple. There's a lot of urban planning into how exactly, you make these things. City itself has to be medium sized, has to be near other cities that have populations. It can't just be in the middle of a desert somewhere, totally no one around. Okay, let's keep going. Nismatu Achosayim, let's say it becomes too small, people leave there, right? If you have a decent population, let's say people start moving out, that happens. Mosifanalan, then you have to add in more people. Right? Kal Yisrael apparently is high, you have to make sure that this thing is safe. So you have to call Yisrael, the whole is machleiv to do this, the Bezdin, whatever it is. Nismaitu diurayam, let's say there's people in the city themselves move out, so you don't have a big enough population in the city. Mevi'in lahem kohanim, levi'im b'Yisraelim, so you have to bring in kohanim b'Yisraelim, right? Like just regular citizens, not necessarily murderers, rabbis, bring them in. V'in mochrum b'hem lo klei zayim v'lo klei metzuda. You don't sell in them, in these cities, weapons. Or traps, yeah.
So non murderers also lived in.
Yes. Yeah, they were already Levium, first of all. Levium lived there, and anyone could just live there.
I'm saying in the six also.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Yeah, the Gemara is talking about the six. Okay, so now you can't sell weapons there. So why can't you sell weapons? Yeah?
No.
Oh, okay, so Rashi. Play Zion. Shelo yikne goladam sham Zion. V'yaro, because then the goladam is going to happen to be. Let's say your goladam happens to get into the city. So he's going to go to the gun store and buy a gun. And v'yaro, v'yashem yavi klei Zion mekome yishuba. Because he's not going to be able to bring in weapons, because it's like small enough town to be able to see if a guy's, you know, bringing in a gun or bringing a weapon. But if you sell weapons in the city, so he'll get through the border, and then he'll go to the gun store and buy a weapon, and you're not going to necessarily know. So you could have a border patrol, but you can't if you have a gun shop in the thing. You know, sometimes it's easier to get permits and whatever, you know, so you have to make sure. You don't want to sell guns, weapons, traps. You know, you kill a... That's interesting. What does that mean? It's Kli Mitzuda. Rashi says, Af Bahem Horgen Chayos.
Even if it's for killing animals?
Yeah, I think it was even with them, you would use them. Because obviously, why you can't sell weapons. Why are you selling weapons for? But it means the weapons people would be using for animals, for hunting. And after all, you live on hunting, right? I mean, you sell traps or whatever, and so you know, you can end up being able to trap animals, and then shach them, and kill them, and eat them, right? So it's something that you'd have a reason for, but it's saying still you can't do it. You can't do it. Rashi, Divrei Reb Nechemia. So says Reb Nechemia. The Chachamim Matiram. But the Chachamim say, they say you're allowed to. You do sell weapons and traps there.
What traps?
Seems though. Why do they say not? Of a Shavim, but they both agree, Shein Parsim B'Sochan Mitzudos. You can't actually set traps inside of the city. You could sell them there, but you can't set the traps in the city. Guess maybe you have to set them outside the city. And you can't, like, put ropes also, which are for trapping animals. Because if you make it into, like, a grounds where people basically set up traps, then the regular dom, the goldam is going to go there as, like, a, it's gonna be like a hunting grounds. And he's going to end up entering there. He's going to work his way in there. So you can't. Everyone's machlokes is whether you're allowed to sell the traps there, but it's interesting. It's not clear. So what's going to happen? They sell the traps there according to Chacham. But then what? They have to set them up right outside the city or something like that. And I don't know. Somehow they're going to have to be safe, right? Either people who aren't the rotzeach. I guess look, the people who aren't the killers, they could buy from the animals that the other people buy. But at least, you know, at least the. The other dwellers, let's say the Levium, could set up a trap right outside the city. So this way, if the Goladam wants to set up traps outside the city, let him do it. So it's not a hunting ground. The hunting ground is going to attract, you know, guys with weapons and whatever, so you don't want to do that. So you basically have to set out the traps outside the city. But you could sell them, that's machlokes. Could you sell the traps and the weapons inside the city? Or not? Okay, that's machlokes. So that's ultimately what we're going to have to understand. Okay, we didn't define that question. But let's just read one more thing. Mike, I'm going to say, Mike, what's the pasuk? Rashi. Where is the source? All these things. You have all these different things. The size of the city, the water, the shuk, and all. Where's the source that you have to deal with all these things? Right? How do you know? I mean, it's a nice idea, but after all, we're bending backwards a lot for these guys, right? So it says... V'nas el achas min ha'arim ha'el v'chai. He runs to one of these cities and he lives. Avid le'midi t'tevi le'chiyusa. So he should do something for him that he's going to have chiyas, that he's going to be able to live. So the mitzvah is v'chai, means you're making these cities v'chai, to give them chiyas. So it's part of your, part of the chiva of setting up these cities is to do it in a way which is going to provide him the ability to live. So you have to take into account all the dangers, all the risks, all the factors involved, what the Goldan is going to do, all that stuff, and make sure he's going to be able to live. It's not just make a little jail and let him run there and he'll be protected. But the mitzvah is, part of the mitzvah of setting up the cities is to make them inhabitable for him. Right? To give him real life. If you give him a place, he can't really live because he's not going to have water. No, there's no. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make inhabitable places. You're giving him a new life there. So you have to make sure he has all these different factors. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically my... Okay, so what I'd like to do is to try to understand, could we analyze this machlokas? What's the machlokas about whether or not you sell weapons and traps in these cities. I think Mark's doing very good. Okay, I'm staying in the same spot. I just want to say that a tiny bit different, but the idea is the same. Is that in the ear mikla, it's like it has two identities. It's an ear, and it's a mikla. Okay? It's not a mikla, it's a shelter. But it's not just a shelter. I mean, a jail is a shelter, or a fenced in, you know, barbed wire, or whatever is a shelter. But it's an ear. It's an ear mikla. So it's like, insofar as the function of mikla is concerned, the best mikla would be in a place with no guns, no weapons. Right? This way it'll be totally safe. If that's the essence in that, role of being a shelter, so you want the thing to be totally safe, and no guns is the way to go. In the framework of an ear, every ear has weapons as part of a commerce. Yeah, you don't have any of a city without the people being able to hunt, to be able to get to trap animals or whatever. That's part of the way a city works.
It wasn't like today's butcher stores.
So. Yeah, right. It wasn't like butcher stores. How would you get out? Right. How would you get meat? So that's part of the thing. And even the butcher, they wouldn't ship them in from whatever, right? So this idea that's part of commerce, part of a city. Every city has weapons. So that's how would you not have weapons in a city? So you don't have a car.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's part of a city, so you need to have what? You need to have weapons. So there's like a little bit of a conflict. On the one hand, its function as an ear would say you should have weapons, but its function of a miklat says you shouldn't have weapons, right?
So
now the question. So now you have this conflict. So maybe the question boils down to. I'll get to your question in a second. But how do you look at what's the essence of the city? What's the essence of your miklat? Do you say that it's essentially a shelter? Essentially, it's a shelter, but it's a shelter which is, we don't just set up a shelter, we use an ear. The type of shelter that we use is an ear shelter. It's an ear miklat.
Which comes with its normal...
Which brings with it city functions of a city. But if the essence of the thing is really a shelter. It's just that the kind of shelter, we want to have a good shelter. A shelter which provides him all his needs. So we use an ear, that's like the type of shelter that we make. It's a very humane type of a shelter. We don't just unlock him up like an animal and it's like a shelter, but we give him a shelter where we take care of all his needs. But the essence of the thing is not the ear, the essence of the thing is that it's a shelter. It's just the type of a shelter is an ear. So if that's the case, if there's a conflict between the shelter and the ear, so far as weapons, so then what's going to happen is essentially it's a shelter. Essentially you're going to have to go with shelter. The ear is just the way in which we bring about the identity of being a shelter. So the shelter is going to take precedence. You're not going to bring weapons into there because the ear is just like, so to speak, an enhancement of the shelter. It's the best type of shelter that we're going to set up. But you can't compromise its identity as a shelter because of the ear characteristics. But the other way to look at it is, no, it's a city.
It's more ear than...
It's more an ear. And there's like in Eretz Yisrael, you have many Ayaros, you have Ari Levim, you have Ari Miklos, so it's a city. But this city is a city which we take the city and designate it for shelter. You know, so it's like it's a city first, and it's like in Eretz Yisrael, some of our cities are designated for shelter. But it's like a city. The essence is not just a shelter, the essence is a city which has you attach to it, you make it into a shelter. So how would you make it into a shelter? So you give it security and you take all the functions of an ear which are best suited to shelter. So you make it the different size cities. So you make the city, the best city for a shelter is a medium sized city. And there's water. Some cities have water, some don't. So you make it a water city. There's the features of the ear are when there are choices about how to make the city, you do it in a way which is most suitable to shelter. But if it comes to a feature which is going to demand that you undercut its identity as an ear, you remove an essential component of an ear, which is weapons, so then it's going to take away from it being a city. So the idea is that there's the din miklat will choose that when you have choices, every city has many choices to make, big or small, near water or not near water, near shvakim or not near shvakim, with a lot of people around and not a lot of people around. So all those choices are made to accommodate the din of a shelter. But you can't compromise what it means to be an ear. Because its first identity is an ear. You're taking the ear and giving it the den of a shelter. So they have no weapons there. Who ever heard of an ear without weapons? So that's what he says is, look, you gotta have weapons in it. It's an ear. What will happen is if you have weapons, then look, you'll have to be careful. What are you gonna do? According to the side who holds you don't have weapons, so now it's going to turn out, look, it's essentially a shelter, which you're trying to make into an ear. So, look, it's not going to have weapons. Okay, fine. So it's going to have to, whatever, I don't know, have to buy meat from elsewhere. He's not going to have meat. It's not really going to be a great function. It's not going to be a great ear. The ear is going to suffer to a degree because the essence of the place is a shelter. So we'd make it as best as we could, but Balmon is, its primary essence is a shelter, and you gotta turn towards that first. Okay, very good. Okay, interesting question.
Is that?
Yeah.
It's a very basic question, right? Basic question. It's like two different ways of looking at how this, you know, how exactly we set up our mikvah. Yeah. Okay. How do we paskin? The Rambam has, what does the letter have here? I don't even know. It doesn't say. But let me ask you a question, actually. So what? Everyone agrees, though, that you can't set up the traps in there. Right? You can't set the traps in the city. Because that's going to track all down. So is that a question? What do you say? Is that if you're telling me that it's supposed to be like a city and every city has weapons, so then maybe every city allows you to set up traps inside the city? Like, why don't you say that's also a problem? You know? Even the Shita holds that you do sell weapons there. Because it's a city, you still don't allow people to set up their traps in the city itself. So yeah, you can have the weapons, fine, but you don't allow them to set them up, because then it's going to become like a hunting ground, and people are going to have a bunch of gold on just hanging out there, because they're just going to be hunting, and then it's going to be like too dangerous. That's already going to be too much, you know? But I'm asking is that if you're telling me it's a city first, and then a miklat second, so then why don't you say, look, cities have people setting up traps there? Part of what cities could do. So I'm just saying, pshat, is that you don't need, look, there's different types of cities. Some cities say hunting allowed. Other cities say, listen, you want to hunt, go to the outskirts of the city. There's just different types of cities. Every city has to have weapons available. You know, there's the idea of that weapons are available in the people, places of commerce, or the places in the city. That's the streets, that's the marketplace, that's where cities have the weapons. You don't set up a marketplace somewhere outside of the city. That's where you have the commerce. That's the place of commerce. And the commerce and the shuk in the city, you can have weapons. That's the way it works. But it doesn't mean you have to hunt in the city. Look, animals are everywhere. Now you could set up the traps in the city, and you'll be less of a walk to be able to the hunting ground, right? But at the same time, then it's like kind of dangerous in the middle of the city. You have like hunting going on. Or you can set up the traps outside of the city, in which case it's a further walk to hunt. But at the same time, you don't have hunting going on inside of your city. So that's like, there's two different ways a city could go. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't mean you're making it like non-city-like by, you know, by making them put up traps outside. A lot of cities, in Manhattan doesn't have traps and hunting inside the city. I mean, certain places do, and other places don't. So there's different ways that you can set up your city. So the Ari Miklat, since that's just a matter of choosing how you want the city to be. Is there hunting allowed in the city, hunting not allowed in the city? So since it's first a city, but it's a city of Miklat. So now the choice, the way you decide whether you can have the traps or not, is you say, no traps in here. Do the traps right outside. Because you could do it. You can set the traps outside. But if you'd have no traps being sold in the city, no weapons sold in the city at all, then that's not a city. There's no cities like that. Cities need marketplaces, and they need weapons as part of the basic commerce of a city. So then you'd really be taking away from its identity as a city. So everyone agrees, you definitely, the decisions of a city are made based upon the function of Miklat. Whenever there's two ways to go, you use the factor that it's near Miklat to decide how to do it. Big or small, medium, because that's what our Miklat says. Weapons inside, you know, setting up traps inside or outside? Outside. But do we sell weapons or not? That's not a question. All cities have weapons. All cities sell weapons. It's not like a question, do we want to have weapons or not? All cities have it. So therefore, everyone's there. Therefore, that's where there's a machlokas. That's where that position says. You got to sell weapons. I'm kind of making up the facts. You know, it's hard to, I don't really know how these cities go. And, you know, I'm positing that that's the case. That weapons are always sold in the marketplace in the city. You're not going to set up a store outside the city limits or whatever. It's not the way people don't shop and outside the city limits. But hunting can take place outside the city limits also. Look, you're hunting, you go a bit of a walk. So that I'm saying is there are two kinds of cities. So I'm kind of assuming, you know, they seem reasonable. It's hard to know. We don't really have those kinds of cities anymore, and we don't hunt, and we don't, you know, so it's kind of hard to, but we're kind of putting it together. So otherwise, I don't see why would they agree. Why wouldn't they say the same machlokes? It seems like reasonable enough assumptions, and explains what, you know, explains what the Gemara is saying. Further, I'm just asking, how do you go further in the question? Is it a year first and then a miklot, or a miklot and a year? So I think here's the point, is in every machlokes, it's an important point in methodology, it's like, in any machlokes, you could go so far, and there comes a point where you say, that's the question. You know, and like the question is to get a sensitivity to when you've gone far enough in explaining it. So just to say it's machlokas, do you sell weapons in the city or not? So it's like, I don't know, it's not, you don't have any insight. It just one day says yes, one day says no. Like, what's that question? But now you see it's a fundamental question. Is that Ir Miklat is definitely an interesting intersection between the idea of a shelter and the idea of an ir. So it's like there's two ways to conceptualize what the Torah is doing. Is it setting up a shelter, but a certain type of shelter, or is it setting up an ear, a certain type of an ear? So that itself, it's like, at least to me, is like, you could see, is like, I see that as a good question. You know, it's a good way to conceptualize, that's the primary question, what's the Torah doing? And I can see that as a thing which two Tanayim are arguing about. How do you understand what the Torah is doing in setting up your mikvah? But how to go further than that, I don't really know. It comes to a point, like you keep saying, go further. You know, at a certain point, it comes to that's always my season. You know, so the goal is you have to have a certain sensitivity when it's a question which is legit, where you feel somewhat of a judgment call, you feel you've gotten to a point where you could see that as a primary question, which they could have a different intuition about. You know, but ultimately, at a certain point, it comes down to an intuition. Which way do you think, how do you understand that, you know, that's what I was doing? So, you know, I can't go any further on that question, you know. Let's say the guy that would say Fushkoga is in the city and he wants to hunt. So you're going to sell the traps, but he's not going to be able to hunt because he can't set them up in the city. And he can't go outside the city. Right? If he go out, he's not allowed to, and even if he does, he'll get killed. So what's he going to do? Right? So what's the answer to that? I think everyone agrees, I think what I'm saying is true, is that the guy himself, you're right, he's not going to be able to set up traps. But he doesn't really want that. He doesn't. In terms of miklat, for him the main thing is miklat. I mean, for him definitely the main thing is miklat. He wants to be safe, right? So insofar as he's concerned, he'd rather let them set up the traps. He'd rather not even sell them there. I mean, he wants to be safe. The only thing is we're saying it's an ear. So it's an ear has to have. He's holding an ear has to have traps. They sell traps in an ear. But he'll say now. Well, now they'll say people will set up traps outside, and he'll be okay with that. And look, I guess he'll buy their. He could buy stuff from those people. There will be meat available, but he's not going to be able to personally participate in the hunting. But look, he's fine. He'd rather that. Because he's, for him, the main thing is miklat. He wants to be safe. He's just saying is that the ear, since it's an ear, so therefore you have to allow for selling weapons in there. Because of the ear. It's an ear in Klal Yisrael. There's other people live there. This is a city. A city has to have, this is what cities have. But for an ear, you don't need to have the trap set up inside. Now, is he going to be able to do it? So you're right, Enoch Hanami, he's not going to be able to be a hunter. But fine, he's not going to be a hunter. But the point is that the city will function by having the traps outside, and he's going to have to be a secondary consumer. He'll have to pay the people or whatever to get their animals. He'll still have benefits, secondary benefits of having animals. And at the same time, he'll be happy that the Goldams can't come in and start hunting inside of his city. You know what I mean? Read the facts for that. I think we'll start tomorrow. Okay, it's a astounding, amazing Gemara. It's hard to believe, but not sure how much we'll be able to explain. But let's say it says Tana, very nice Gemara. Shocking. Talmud Shagala. If a Talmud goes to Galus, right? Imagine someone in Yeshiva goes to Galus, kills Bishogeg.
Oh yeah, the whole the
Galam Rabba Uimo. His Rebbe goes to Galus with him. Right? Shanema, v'chai. He runs to one of these cities and lives. Avid leimidi to Avid lechiyusa. You have to give him a life. What kind of a life is it if he doesn't have a rabbi? So there he goes to Galus with him. Right? Ram says something. He's like, that's a life of people who learn without a Torah is not really a life without learning. So it's a strange thing. I mean, this is literal. You know, Mamash make his rabbi go to Galus. So what about all his other Talmidim? So talking about there's only. First of all, that's practically. What does all those up to me then? What are you going to do? You're going to send, you say, guys in our Pesach Shiva, you're going to send our Pesach to the Galus? And what about all the other guys in Yeshiva? What about them? I don't know about that, man. Let's say there was no other guys in yeshiva, but why is it fair to send them to galus? I mean, it's just the whole thing sounds like now you send the rabbi to galus. Just yeah. Hard to believe practically such a thing would be, you know, implemented. Just a hard thing to understand. And look, let him learn so with someone else in galus. And then the Ritva says, it's like you see this halacha, the Gemara says, it's not so easy just to learn from any rabbi. The thing, you can't just say learn from someone else. There's such a thing as a guy's rabbi. And just because you can learn with one rabbi doesn't mean you can learn by a different rabbi. There's a personal dimension in having a rabbi, and it's not so simple just to go to another rabbi.
So the whole yeshiva goes with them.
Well, that's the next one. Then it says like this. It says, this is also funny. It says, from here you see a person shouldn't teach a Talmud Shein Hagan, a Talmud who's not a good Talmud, because you should be worried. Maybe he's going to kill the Shogeg and you're going to end up going to Galus. So that's a funny type of thing, right? Don't teach a bad Talmud. Rashi, Shalavia, the most of the Hariga, the Shogeg, the Galus, Shemasa, the Rashan. Because Umar says that the people who kill the Shogeg are Rashan. General Sarasha. So if you teach a Talmud Shein Hagan who's not a good Talmud, you should be worried maybe he's going to kill the Shogeg. Go to Galus. And you're going to have to go to Galus. Strange type of thing.
Like you're accountable for.
Yeah, sounds like something like that. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Harav Shagala. If a Rebbe goes to Galus, Megal Nishivas, what do you know? Is Yeshiva to go to Galus with him? Right? Okay, and the Gemara is a little further. You can read another line or two in the Gemara. But, so it's also amazing, right? The Rebbe goes to Galus and he has all Yeshivas to go to Galus. And why does all Yeshiva have to go to Galus? Is that optional? I mean, of course, it's hard to believe it's optional because, of course, they have a right to go to Galus they want. It sounds like it's a halacha. So I don't know, these things are kind of strange. It's like, you know, it's like sounds nice, but if you actually think about it, it's hard to understand these things. Right? It's like your bottom line, it's hard to defend on a practical, actual level, you know? So I don't know. So it'd be nice if we could pursue it. So I think we should look into this thing. It's Talmud Shein Hagan, there's a quote about it. I'd like to look into this thing about teaching Talmud Shein Hagan also. So let's see what we can do with it. There's a Gemara quotes different. There's a look at the Rambam's on that. Teaching Talmud Shein Hagan. The Rambam, and there's another Gemara there. Chulin Kuflam Gimel and Aleph. And the Rambam is in Talmud Torah, Dalet Aleph. Yeah, it's funny Gemara. It's a very bad thing, it sort of seems to teach a bad Talmud. For other reasons. You're right. The Ritva said that. Even if there's a yeshiva in Ari Miklat, still your rabbi has to go because you may not learn well at the other yeshiva. It's not so simple just to learn by a different rabbi. You know?